What is God doing right now?
If God is everywhere, why can't I see him anywhere?
Where is God?
Why is there so much suffering?
Why does God let this happen?
Why won't God answer my prayers?
Who's going to heaven?
How come?
Why?
What's the point?
What for?
Now it's time for some straight answers to awkward questions with Pastor George Samianch.
Did Jesus laugh? Hello, welcome to Straight Answers to Awkward Questions. I'm George Samietz, pastor at Ascension Lutheran Church in Brandon, Suffolk, serving both Norfolk and Suffolk in East Anglia. Today we have a question which seems a little out of left field. Did Jesus laugh? Well, the Bible actually doesn't say. There's no verse that says he laughed, smiled, chuckled, or guffawed. We have no accounts of him grinning, holding his sides, trying to breathe, with tears rolling down his cheeks, laughing heartily, or even giving a sad smile. I can't think of any stained glass window I've seen that presents Jesus laughing. If we think of the films that present Jesus to us, there's quite a difference, it seems to me, between the 1960s Geoffrey Hunter's Jesus in King of Kings, and the 1970s Robert Powell's Jesus in Jesus of Nazareth, and the 1999 film simply called Jesus, starring Jeremy Sisto, and the more recent Jesus, Jim Caviezel, of The Passion of the Christ. If I was to answer this question on the basis of those films, then my armchair film critic answer would be 3 out of 4 have Jesus not laughing, not really. So I'll go with the majority view and say, no, not really. Jesus didn't laugh. The flaw in this answer is obvious. Who said the filmmakers got it right? In fact, while Lutherans are not those Christians who say that Christian art is a breaking of the "you shall not make any graven image" commandment, because God himself changed everything when the Word became flesh, that is, when Jesus, the image of the invisible God, came visible and made God known to us in the Incarnation. Remember, at Christmas we learn that Emmanuel means God with us, and thus Christian art was inaugurated and made possible. We are nevertheless cautious of the visual medium because it can so easily tantalize our eyes, show us what we want, give expression to our opinions, and interfere with our ears. All Christian answers must come through our ears first. Christians see by hearing. We look at bread and wine and hear, "This is my body, this is my blood." We might look at ourselves and see our sin and hear God's forgiveness, and that absolution defines us now. Alternatively, we might look at ourselves with some pride and smugness, and instead, God speaks to us words that act like a mirror and show us ourselves from his perspective, and we are hopefully then repentant. Because Jesus is the Word of God, so our foundation, our guide, the parameters for our answers to God questions, to theology, even to analyzing our spiritual experiences, must therefore always and only be God's Word. Does that mean we can't answer today's question? No, we can give an answer, and it just helps to make sure people know the basis for the answer. We could, for example, reply on the basis of silence. The Bible doesn't say he never laughed, so therefore, since the Bible goes to lengths to show that Jesus is truly human, and since we laugh, some more than others to be sure, therefore we might say, yes, Jesus laughed. And because we're curious and inquisitive people, and because questions often produce more questions, it wouldn't be unheard of for someone hearing our, "Yes, Jesus laughed," to then inquire, "When? What made Jesus laugh?" And we fall silent again. It's much simpler if we were asked, "Did Jesus ever get indignant?" Or, "Did Jesus ever get angry?" We can reply, "Yes, he was. He was indignant when the disciples got in the way of the children coming to him. And he was angry. When?" Okay, how many of you thought when Jesus cast out the money changers and animal sellers from the temple precincts? We see the action and interpret it and come to our conclusion. That's fair enough, except in this case, there is only one reference to Jesus' emotional state in the four gospel accounts. It's in John's account, and it isn't described as anger, but as zeal. Is zeal anger? Were Jesus' actions that of an angry man? We can say, that could be. But I'm suggesting we should be cautious in our interpretation. Yes, Jesus was angry in the synagogue towards those who were critical of him for healing on the Sabbath. He was also grieved because these people were prepared to let their Sabbath law interpretation stop them from helping others. Now, we can say this because the Bible says it in Mark chapter 3. Am I suggesting that we really can't say too much about much in the Bible? I don't think so. Look at all the books about Christianity, the Bible, Jesus, God. There is a lot to say. What I am saying, however, is that our answers really have to be grounded in the Bible, and we need to be able to explain how we arrived at our answers. Consequently, we say that Scripture interprets Scripture, a clearer passage throwing light on a passage that is less clear at first. We look at the words and their context and assume, unless otherwise indicated, that the clear and obvious meaning is what is meant. And we look at the New Testament as fulfillment of the Old Testament. So did Jesus laugh? Well, we can see that God laughs in the Old Testament. God laughs at the wicked, for he sees that their day of judgment is coming. Psalm 37. He laughs at the nations and holds them in derision when they constantly attack God's people, and this is part of his response of judgment. Psalms 2 and 59. And in Proverbs 1, wisdom will laugh when calamity strikes the stubborn and rebellious, and will even mock when terror strikes. This isn't the laughter we were expecting. We were looking for good-natured joy, good times, and happiness, and now we discover that God's laughter is a response to stubborn, rebellious, self-righteous, vindictive, and aggressive people who rebel against God and everything he does. As the phrase goes, God will have the last laugh. But in this context, we don't want to hear it. Did Jesus laugh? Was it his response to those who mocked him, tried to trap him, rejected him? How would we feel if it was? Again, the Bible is silent. There is no text that says that Jesus laughed in derision at those who rebelled against him. But perhaps we can understand these Old Testament passages being fulfilled through some verses in Colossians chapter 2, from verses 13 to 15. And you, who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, that's Jesus, having forgiven us all our trespasses by cancelling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame by triumphing over them in him. Is this God getting the last laugh against what would destroy life and rebel against him always? That's the devil, the world, and our sinful selves. Thinking that they had destroyed the Son of God and rejoicing in the darkness, Jesus is the object of God's wrath on the cross, the one God rejects and laughs at in derision, as it were. Death wins. The stone is rolled in front of the grave, and the disciples mourn, and the women prepare more spices for anointing the body. But then the tables are turned on death, sin, and the devil by Jesus' resurrection. It is interesting to me that while there is lots of confusion and working out what is going on when Jesus is walking along the road to Emmaus or in the upper room, there is also an unmistakable joy in the resurrection scenes as well. And with joy comes smiles and maybe laughter. Again, we have no Bible verse that says that Jesus laughed good-naturedly at the disciples' confusion as he convinced them he was alive. But it is not impossible when we have joy mentioned as one of the things happening. Did Jesus laugh? A good friend of mine would answer, yes, and often. His logic from reading the Gospels was that Jesus weeping was noticed because it was unusual for Jesus to do so, because Jesus was usually happy and joyous, and so for him, therefore, the answer is, yes, Jesus laughed. It is so easy for us to fill in the blanks about scenes in the Gospel accounts. Think of scenes of praise and rejoicing. The joy of a miracle. Miracles can also be terrifying things, but let's imagine the joy of receiving the dead back to life. Jairus' parents, the widow of Nain, Lazarus' sisters. And one can't really imagine it all happening without smiles and laughter. That's part of joy for us. Think of the triumphal entry in Jerusalem with crowds rejoicing and praising God and the one who rode in on a donkey. Does your mind have a stony-faced Jesus, like the American Eagle from the Muppets, when you think about this scene? I'm guessing not. We imagine Jesus in such scenes, but we can't teach our imagination of Jesus to others. For that we must share only God's word as clear truth, and perhaps our opinion is just that, opinion with reasons. The danger of letting our version of Jesus have more say than Scripture is that we turn Jesus into an everyman type of character. So in the 1960s and 70s, you had a hippie Jesus. In the 80s, the revolutionary Jesus. In Africa, you can have an African Jesus, or he's more Latin American or Asian. The problem here is that we are nullifying the historical Jesus, the specific one who lived in a certain time and a certain place and died on a specific cross and rose again as Lord of all. This Jesus is the Jesus we must never lose, or paper over, paint over, or film over with our own versions. That can produce a Jesus in our image, and that one isn't our Saviour. Did Jesus laugh? We imagine so. We imagine good-natured, kind laughter. Maybe laughter that challenges us. Laughter always motivated by love. But the Bible doesn't specifically say, and we would be cautious about giving a specific answer in a specific context. Let's speak definitely of what we know, that Jesus died for us, that God loves us, that we are not alone, that our life is marked by repentance and joy, and that life is lived to the full through faith in this Jesus. That's clear to us. We live it in our own ways. And laughter is part of that too. If you'd like some straight answers, send your awkward questions to me, George Samietz, at Lutheran Radio UK. That is at info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Goodbye.